Okay, fine. So let's get started here. So the Mishnah begins, Tani Amud Aleph, in the beginning of Chelak. Kol Yisrael Yishum Chelak L'Olam Haba. Every Yid, that's one way of touching the Mishnah. The other way is all Yisrael collectively. It's Machlokes. Kol Yisrael Yish Lahem Chelak L'Olam Haba. Has a Chelak in Olam Haba. Shenemar, as we have this Pasuk. This is a very, very important Pasuk from Yeshaya. The Pasuk, if you take a quick look at the sheets, just so you can get a sense, without getting intimidated from the words, it says, "Va'amech kulam tzadikim, l'olam yirshu aretz." So your nation is in all tzadikim. They will forever, they will always inherit the land, whatever land means in that pasuk. Obviously, we're having a slightly looser interpretation of that word. Netzer mata'ai ma'aseh yadai lehispa'er. Right, the shoot of my plants, the outgrowth of my plants, the my handiwork to be glory, or to be glorified in. So what we see in this pasuk, somehow from this pasuk in Yeshaya, is that this pasuk conveys that all Yidden have olam haba.
Netzer mata'ai.
Netzer mata'ai ma'aseh yadai lehispa'er.
It's pretty sick.
Right.
So what's the exact translation?
Yeah, it's a Greek. Okay, so netzer mata'ai is the outgrowth or the sprouting of my my plants, right? So ma'aseh yadai, my handiwork, lehispa'er. So somehow all the Jews are tzadikim. The question is, how does it happen? One basic chat is that, first of all, just this is an amazing, amazing thing. All Yidden, just by being a Jew, you have a chelik in Olam Haba. That's it. If you're a Yisrael, you have a chelik in Olam Haba. Now, you're going to have to do something pretty egregious to lose it, because just by being a Yid, you get Olam Haba. But it's an amazing, amazing thing. Fine. Here are the people who don't get a chelak on Olam Haba. It's machlokas if this is an exhaustive list that we're about to give in Mishnah or not. Ha'omer in tchias ha-meisim in ha-Torah. Person who denies that tchias ha-meisim can be found in the Torah. That's the pashtus, that's what it means. Ve'in Torah ben ha-shamayim. Ve'apikoros. Okay, so three things. You don't think that tchias ha-meisim in ha-Torah. No Torah ben ha-shamayim. And apikoros. Fine. Rabbi Akiva Omer Apikor b'sfar ma-chitzonim. Even a person who reads sfar ma-chitzonim. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. What kind of sfarim is it that you're reading that warrants you to not have a chelak in Olam Haba? Ve'alochesh ala makev, a person, literally that means he whispers or he mutters over a makkah, right? He has an injury or something, and what's he saying? He's saying, ve'omer kol ha-makkah l'asher samti b'mitzrayim, that any HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed, right? He says in the Pasuk, after all, any illness, any ailment that I put upon the Mitzrayim, lo asim alecha, I will not put upon you, ki ani Hashem rovecha. So apparently there's something wrong with doing that. Okay, Abishal Omer, af ha-hoga as Hashem bos yosav. Even if a person, that word means pronounces. If a person, loosely, let's say, he pronounces the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bos yosav. In other words, as it is spelled, not as the way we typically say it, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, instead of saying Hashem, or as we typically say, the Shema Adonis, as we pronounce it, you pronounced it, a person, not you, Chas V'Shalom, a person pronounced it with Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Fine. So that's the first part. Now, Shloshim Malachim ve'arba hedyotos ein lahem chelak olam haba. There are three kings and four simple people who do not have a chelak olam haba. Shloshim Malachim, who are the three kings? Yeravam, Achav, u'Menashe. That's Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. Now, interesting about Menashe, I don't think I copied it on here. I thought that I did. I was planning on putting it on here, but it basically shows how Menashe was a horrible king, and we'll go into all three at length, Mir Hashem, but just for this Mishnah to understand what Rabbi Yehuda is about to do in a second, basically says in Divrei Yoma, and obviously throughout Nach as well, that Menashe was a horrible king. He caused everybody to do all kinds of Avodah Zarah, which is never a very good thing. And then at the end, he gets captured by Melech Ashur, and he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to answer his tefillah, and he gets taken back to his kingdom. So you can interpret that story one of two ways. He was a super bad guy, in which case it would warrant not having a chelak in Olam Haba. Or, as Rabbi Yehuda interprets in the next word, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe yesh lo chelak in Olam Haba. How do I know that he does have a chelak in Olam Haba? Shnemar v'yispalel elav. Or what do they change over there? What's the proper pasuk? Vayispalel elav, vayasir lo, and then ultimately vayishma techinason HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He listened to his supplication. Vayishiveu Yerushalayim lachuso, right? And he returned him to his kingdom. So it sounds like at the end of the day, Menashe didn't end up so bad. So they say back to him, Amarlo, no, you misinterpreted the pasuk. L'malchuso heshivo. And Echanami, you're right, they returned him to his kingdom. That's exactly what the pasuk is trying to convey. That the only thing that he was returned to his kingdom, but not to Olam Haba. Okay. So those are the three kings. Arba Hedyotos, the four Hedyotos. Bilam, the Doeg, the Achitofel, the Gehazi. So those are the four. So there's just one important nakuda that people say in this, some of them farshim say in this Mishnah, is a fascinating idea. If you notice, who are the people who say do not have a chiluk in Olam Haba, other than the paradigms, right, not Bikars, things like that. But in terms of Goyim, we give a list of particular Goyim, right? We give a list of, let's say, Bilam. So what some people are medayak from this Mishnah is that even Goyim would, in theory, have a chiluk in Olam Haba, if they behave themselves, right? If they do the right things, then they could get a chiluk in Olam Haba. If they really go off the deep end like these guys, then that's where they wouldn't get it. But that's it's an interesting idea. Okay.
What
was the idea? That Goyim could get a chiluk in Olam Haba.
Could or do? Could or like,
it's not Yeshlam chiluk in Olam Haba like Yidin, that's what you're meaning to idea. No. So that's exactly the point, is that for the, some people interpret this Mishnah that when we say Yeshlam chiluk in Olam Haba, so I don't understand. If there's what's exactly the big difference between a Yid and a Goy then? If everyone can get a chiluk in Olam Haba as long as you behave yourself. So the Pashas is exactly what we were just being ma'arer, is that a Yid always gets a chiluk in Olam Haba. In other words, what they say is that a chas v'shalom, a person can, and actually this is why some of the Mefarshim understand why this follows Elohein and Echnok, and it's Machlokas, where the, exactly this part comes out in Masechta Sanhedrin. But they understand that, why is it coming after the Arba Mises Besdin? The answer is that even though these guys got Arba Mises Besdin, they can still get chiluk in Olam Haba. It'll take, you know, a big purification process to make sure that the neshama is suitable for Olam Haba, but we'll get you there. Masha'in Kain, if a person is rachma, you know, for a guy or something like that, then it's shayich that if you go off the deep end, there's no purification process. Okay. Fine. So let's push on a little bit. I should probably not put this here, right? I see you're getting nervous. One second. Sorry about that. Okay. So here we go. So Zakta Gemara. The Kol Kach Lama. What's this all for? Now we'll understand what this is in a minute. So the Gemara says Tana. I'll tell you, we have a price as follows. Who kafar betchias hamesin? Lo yil lo chilek betchias hamesin. So this is obviously qualifying the part of the Mishnah where we say the very first thing that if a person who does not get Olam Haba, if a person claims in chias hamesin in the Torah, right? So we say Tana. Who kafar betchias hamesin? Lefichach. Lo yia lo chelak b'tchias ameisim. A person denies tchias ameisim, so then it's very apropos that he shouldn't get tchias ameisim. Shekol midot of Hakadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida. For all the midos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu are mida keneged mida. So it's very apropos. And in fact, this is one of the big diukim that they make in the Mishnah. Mishnah, if you notice, started off talking about Olam Haba. So how do we get to tchias ameisim? So some people understand that that they could be one and the same. The Rambam has a different position on this exactly. Okay, fine. So the Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Reb Yonasan. How do we know that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates in a Mida Keneged Mida system? So from this story, Minay Shakol Avodah Shakol Midosav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Keneged Mida. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates the way that his Midos reflect the Mida Keneged Mida system? Shenemar. So here, if you take a look very quickly at the first page when I'm talking about by the Mida Keneged Mida section. So this is actually the story where the king, after a couple of interesting things that Elisha does, but one of the things is that the Melech Aram comes and he lays siege to Shomron. And there's a massive famine going on in the whole city. And if you take a look over here, it says, at the height of this famine, at the very beginning of Parak Zion, it says, Vayomer Elisha, if you take a quick look, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Ko Amar Hashem, so said Hashem, Ke'es Machar, by this time tomorrow, Solas b'shekel, a sof solas will even be going for just a shekel, which is a very cheap amount. If you take a look into and you contrast it with the previous amount of how much everything was costing at the time, everything was really, really expensive. Now he's saying, by this time tomorrow, it's going to be really, really cheap. It's a sayim and for two sof bar of sa'orim b'shekel. B'shar shomron. And then what does the shlish say? The shlish is the commander of the king. Vayana shlish asher lamelech. Nish'ano yodawas as Isha Elokim, the Isha Elokim, meaning Elisha, was resting on him. Vayomar, hinei Hashem osar rubos v'shvayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be making windows in the heaven to allow things to fall through. Hayia darazeh, is it possible for such a thing to happen? Vayomar, hincha roa beinacha. So Elisha says back to him, you will see, umisham lo sochil, but you're not going to be able to eat it. So now let's take a look at the Gemara. So let's just read inside very quickly. Shenemer. So how do you know Hakadosh Baruch Hu operates in Mida Kenegan Mida? Shenemer. Vayomer Elisha Shimu Dvar Hashem. Dot dot dot. Keis Machir Solus B'Shakel V'Sasayim B'Saorim B'Shakel V'Shar Shamron. Uksiv Vayana Shalish. Hashem Nishan Vayodav Asav Ish Alokim. Vayomer Kinei Hashem Osa Rubos B'Shmayim. Hayi Adavar Azeh. Vayomer Himcha Rova Beinacha Misham Lo Sochel. But you're not going to be able to eat it. Now what happens at the end, if you flip to the next page, what happens at the end of the story? So in fact, obviously the famine has ended, and in Pasuk Yitzayin, really the punchline that the Gemara is going to quote is from Pasuk Chaf. If you take a look at Pasuk Yitzayin, Vamelech Hefkidah Sashlish, Hashem Nishan Yodoh, Al Ashar, Vayimisua, Am Bashar, Vayimot, and the whole people, all the people trampled him. Take a look at Pasuk Chaf, Vayilo Cain. In fact, it came true in Pasuk Chaf. Let's go from a moment. I'm sorry, we should have continued from Pasuk Yitzayin. V'amelech hefkid es ha'shalish ha'shin ha'shan yodoh al ha'shar v'yumesua am ba'shar, and they trampled him, the people trampled him at the shar, meaning at the marketplace. V'yumos kasher diber ish ha'lokim, just as ish ha'lokim spoke, kasher diber beredes ha'melech ha'elov v'yi kedever ish ha'lokim al ha'melech ha'mor sasayim sa'am b'shekel usa'as solus b'shekel ki'ya ke'is machar b'shar shumon v'yana shalish ha'se ish ha'lokim v'yomar v'yine ha'shem osa rugos v'shmayim v'yia. And if this actually happened, Vayumasu also on Bashar, and all the people were flooding to the markets, and they trampled him. They trampled the Shlish HaMelech, Vayumos, and he died. So what do you see? It was very apropos, right? He said the famine is never going to end. The Shlish said the famine is never going to end. Elisha said, what are you talking about? The famine is going to end. And in fact, it did. And not only that, the Shlish was punished, and people were trampling him on the way to the market. So, let's read it in Sanfei Uksiv, top line, Vayilo Cain, Vayumasu also on Bashar, Vayumos, and he died. So, in fact, the Gemara, Vidilma killed Elisha Garmalei. What do you mean? Elisha gave a curse to him. What does it have to do with Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When Elisha gives a curse, so of course it's going to come true. The Amar of Yudam Arav, as Rav Yudah quoted Rav saying, Kilas Chacham Afilu Alchinam Kippa. Right? Even Kilas Kinam Afilu Alchinam is going to come. So, in Cain, as we saw, this happened by Yaakov Avinu also, right? The Yaakov Avinu gave a curse, whether it was an Alchinam curse, right? He didn't need to curse Rachel, but it came true. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you how we know that this is an accurate interpretation of the Pasuk so that we can infer from the Pasuk that Akash Baruch operates in a Midah Kenegan Midah system. Im Cain, Licht of Krav, Yumasu, Vayamos. The Pasuk should have just written that they trampled him and he died. But instead, what point, what word did the Pasuk zone in on? My Bashar. Why is the Pasuk saying that they trampled in Bashar? What's so significant about that? Al Iske Shar. The point was that it was on the matter of the Shar, because of what he did connected to the Shar, that's why it happened. So that's how we can see Mida Kenegan Mida. Okay, that's the first topic, is the Mida Kenegan Mida. So now the next part of the Gemara, just a quick overview. We're going to discuss the basic Makar for Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. We're going to have a slight tangent, because there's going to be Machlokas regarding one of those Psukim. We're going to go on to discuss not to give Chuma to a Kohen Amma Aretz. And then we're going to go back to Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. Okay, so let's take a look. Minayin l'tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah. How do you know for the idea of tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah? Shenemar, unesati mimenu tshumas Hashem l'aron ha-Kohen. Now, if you take a look, I put this into the packet, just so you could get a sense of the context. Obviously, we're not going to read the whole Perek Yud-Ches of Bamidbar. Perek Yud-Ches of Bamidbar discusses Matnas Kahuna. So, towards the tippy end, Pasuk Chaf Ches, right, the Pasuk writes, Kein tarimu gam atem, Shumas Hashem, Mikomas Osechem, Asher Tikhu, Me'eis B'nei. So, El Nusat Menos, Shumas Hashem, La'aron HaKohen. So, what did the Pasuk say? The Pasuk said, you're going to take off Chuma, and you're going to give it to whom? Who are you going to give it to? Aron HaKohen. The only problem is that when did the mitzvah of Chuma kick in? When they crossed over into Eretz Yisrael. The only problem is, Aron wasn't around during Eretz Yisrael. So, the Gemara says, was Aaron going to live forever? Now, what that really means is the way that Rashi explains it to mean is that obviously he wasn't around when Chuma kicked in. He never entered into Eretz Yisrael for people to give him Chuma. So the Gemara says, oh, so El Malami Sha'asid Lechios the Yisrael Nosal Chuma Mikan Lechios Amesim Minat Torah. Okay. They make an interesting R over here, is that, wait a second, when are we giving Aaron HaKohen Shuma, but Tchias HaMesim? Wait a second, isn't Tchias HaMesim supposed to be the super spiritual existence? No one's eating anything, no one's drinking anything, we're just, neshamas that are put back into the guf, and it's going to be supposed to be a spiritual existence. So what they say is that from here you see is that this is talking about there's going to be a period of Yimus Mashiach, when there is going to be a period where people are going to eat and people are going to drink. That's during Yimus Mashiach. And then there's going to be afterwards, there's going to be the next step. Okay. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tana. La'aron ke'aron. No. You interpreted the pasuk incorrectly. He says, the very Rabbi Shmuel says back, La'aron ke'aron. That when it says that you're going to give the truma to Aaron, it doesn't mean Aaron himself. Aaron's a paradigm. Ma'aron chaver, afban of chaverim. In other words, that any kohen you're going to give to, what's a chaver in the Gemara? A chaver is tatam chacha, right? So you got to make sure that if you're going to give truma to some kohen, it can't be a kohen ama'aretz. It's got to be a kohen who's a tamar chacham. Okay, now we're going to see it's not so posh to translate the word chaver as tamar chacham. It could just mean that he's not in the ama'aretz. Those are two different things, right? There's a difference between not being an ama'aretz and being a tamar chacham. So the Gemara says, so here we go. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Yonasan. Minayin she'in nosim truma l'kayin am ha'aretz. How do you know you're not supposed to give truma to l'kayin am ha'aretz? Shenemar, as the pasuk writes. Now this is, I think, the pasuk in Divrei Yamim. I think I gave it to you guys. If you take a look, v'yomer la'am. If you take a look on the pack, it might be a little bit easier just in terms of the nekudas. If you're interested, in the next page, v'yomer la'am le'yoshva Yerushalayim la'seis minas hakonim v'alavim. You're supposed to give a portion, a chelek, to the kohanim and the levim. Leman yechziku b'taras Hashem. So that they, literally you translate the pasuk, so that they can hold fast to the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you see? Only a kohen who's going to hold fast to the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the kohen who you give truma to. Okay. So again, so minayin she'in nosim truma l'kohen am ha'aretz, shenemar v'yom al'am l'yosh v'yushalayim l'seis menas, leman yechziku b'taras Hashem, Kol machzik v'toras Hashem, yesh l'manas. Right? If you're machzik v'toras Hashem, if you hold fast HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, then you're going to get a portion. V'she'enu machzik v'toras Hashem, ein l'manas. Okay. So that's Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani quoting from Rav Yonasan. Amar v'acha bar Ada, Amar of Yehuda. Kol hinosin truma l'koin ama'aretz, kilu nosin l'fneri. Actually, if you give truma to a koin who is an ama'aretz, it's as though you're giving it to a lion. What does that mean? Ma'ari safik doris v'ochel. Selvak inodoris va'ochel. The way the Rashi explains it is that an Ari can have two options for his breakfast or lunch or dinner, right? He can either trample the food and leave it out to rot for a little while, and then he'll just, you know, put it in the fridge and take it out later. And in other words, he's going to take it out once it's already spoiled. Or the option is to trample his prey and eat it right away, right? So the same thing with an ama'aretz. Ma'ari selvak doris va'ochel. Selvak inodoris va'ochel. We don't know if he's going to trample it right now and eat it or not. Maybe right now we know that he's tar, and that's why I feel comfortable giving it to him right now. But who says he's going to have it right now? Maybe he's going to let it ki'ilu, like the lion, like rat, and save it for later. And he's going to eat it in a state of tumah. Okay. Rav Yochanan Amar, afkon lemisa. It even can, giving truma to a kohen ama'aretz is even like it can cause death. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, and I gave this, if you take a look, so what's the whole pasuk? The pasuk is v'shamrus mishmarti. In the Vayikra Chafei's test, v'shamrus mishmarti v'lo yisu alav chet v'umesu bo ki chalulu ani Hashem mekadish sham. So what do you see? You see that if you neglect, if you don't have the proper shmira, so then it can cause a person to die. And this, of course, is talking about in the parsha of Kuhuna. Okay. So then, Devei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana. Af masiu oven ashma. He even can cause him to bear the sin of an asham, whatever that means. Shenemar v'yisua. This is later on in that same parsha. V'yisua sam avon ashma v'achlam es kat shehem keni Hashem mekadesham. Okay. Interesting. Just an interesting ma'ara that they point out over here is that what's the difference between? Why are we bringing different makoros over here between a machzik? We had a pasuk, a perfectly good pasuk before, from Divrei Hayamim. So we said, yechziku b'taras Hashem. What's the difference if you're machzik versus these other psukim? So what some people want to taina, or the svar that the Gemara gives later, is that there's a difference between being a machzik in Torah and being a tamachacham. A person can just observe the Torah, right? So the difference is, which kind of kohen can give it to? Is it okay to give it to a kohen who's not an ama'aretz, but he's also not a tamachacham, or does it have to be specifically a tamachacham? Okay, just a quick comment. Fine. Tanya, Rav Simai Omer, so now we're back to Tchias HaMeisim. Tanya, Rav Simai Omer. Minayin l'tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah. How do you know that tchias ha-meisim is min ha-Torah? Shenemar, as we have this pasuk, v'gam ha-kimosi yisbisi Vegamar kimotzi es brisi es itam, laseis lahem es eretz kanan. Now, if you take a look at that pasuk, where is that pasuk? It's in Shmos Vav Dalet. If you take a look at the packet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and in pasuk Beis, it says, Vayderei Elokim al Moshe, Vayomai Lav, Ani Hashem, Va'era el Avram, Va'era el Avram el Yitzchak el Yaakov, Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem, Lo Nodati Lahem. Vegam hakimotzi es b'tzi itam, and I fulfilled my treaty with them, laseis lahem as Eretz Kanan, to give them Eretz Kanan. It's Eretz Megureihem, Asher Kerobot. Now, wait a second. Who got Eretz Kanan? Bnei Yisrael got Eretz Kanan. So what do you mean that I gave them Eretz Kanan? So what the Gemara's Medayik now is it doesn't say, lachem lo nemar, it doesn't say to you I gave the land, el lahem. So how's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the land to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So mikan l'tchias ha-meisim ben Torah. So from here you see the concept of tchias ha-meisim ben Torah. Okay. Vayach in the Gemara. Now this is an interesting, you see the simon here, tzedek gam geshem kam. So actually, if you notice, the Hagos HaGra has a slightly different version over here. It's tzarak kam geshem gam. And the reason I'm pointing it out is just in case you want to remember the subsequent Gemara. What this is, what those letters stand for, are the conversations that we're about to have between various leaders of the Umas HaOlam, or various Gayim, together with Tanakh, or Amorai, for that matter. So the first Tana, the first Gai is going to be a Tzeduki, so that's the Tzadi. Right? Then the second one is going to be a Reish, that's the Romim, that's going to be the Romans. And so on and so forth, and you'll see how all the letters plug in exactly. So the first set of five letters, Sarak Kam, is referring to the Gaim. The second five letters are the five Tanaim, who they respectively were communicating with. Okay. Are we good so far? Okay. So here we go. Sha'alu Minin, and they changed this. And obviously, if you had the Graz, clearly the Graz had an alternate version, right? It's not really Sha'alu Minin, it's Sha'alu Tzedukim. So Sha'alu Tzedukim es Rav Gamliel. So the Tzedukim es Rav Gamliel, Minach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Eisim. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Eisim? So what does he say back to them? Amar Lahem min HaTorah u min HaNaviim u min HaKtuvim. I have arrived to you from all of Tanakh, from Torah, Naviim, and Ketuvim. But they weren't masking, they didn't agree to this. So what happened? He said, min HaTorah, here's my ride. Tichsiv v'yomar Hashem Moshe. Now this is a really important pasuk. If you turn over to the packet in Devarim Lamed Aleph Tezayin, so if you take a look, Vayomar Hashem Moshe, Hincha Shochev Em Avosecha. Behold, you will lie with your fathers. V'kam Ha'am Hazeh, V'zona Acharei Elohei Nechar Ha'aretz. And this nation will get up, and they will stray after, and it will stray after foreign gods. Right? Now, here's the problem. How are you going to read this pasuk? If you would have asked me how to read the pasuk, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Daksu Meshubin. He says, in fact, they put a semicolon in here, in the bar line. Where did I get this from? I think it's from memory. So Hincha Shochev Em Avosecha, you're going to lie with your fathers. Then the nation will get up. So what Rav Gamliel is about to say is no, that's not how you read the pasuk. Hincha Shochev Em Avosecha V'kam. You're going to lie with your fathers, and then you're going to get up. So what are they going to tie back to him? It's obvious, right? What are you going to tie back? That's not how you read the pasuk. The way you read the pasuk is Hincha Shochev Em Avosecha Kama V'kam Amazeh V'zana Achrei Elohei Nechar Ha'aretz. Right. So let's take a look at it inside the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Shalu tzedukim es Rav Gamliel minach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechayim meisim, amar lahem min haTorah min haNaviim min haKtuvim v'lo kiblu mimenu. Min haTorah dechsev v'yomar Hashem al Moshe hincha shochev em avosecha v'kam. Amar lo, v'dilma v'kam ha'am hazeh v'zana. Maybe that's how you read the pasuk. V'kam ha'am hazeh v'zana. So then he gives, okay, so I got a makar to you from Nach, min haNaviim. Dechsev, as the pasuk writes, this is in the next one. I'm sorry, it's chopped off at the top. Yechum esachan of nivalasi yekumun hakitu v'ronenu shokni afar kital aros talacha ve'eretz refa'im tapil. So you see very clearly that they're going to rise. Yechum esachan. So he says, "V'dom amesim shach Yecheskel." What point in history are we talking about already? Maybe this is before Yecheskel's time. So maybe this is just talking about the mesim that Yecheskel's going to revive. So minaksuv. So you know what? I'll give you a makar from ksuv. Dechsid, here's the pasuk. I think where is this from? Shir Hashirim, right? V'chikech kiyein hatov holech ledodi lemesharim dovev sifsei yishenim, that the lips of the ones who are sleeping will move.
Can you just translate
the pasuk that Yechum? Yeah, Yechum isacha nivalasi. I'm sorry, Yechum isacha. Your dead will live. Nivalasi yikumun, right? Literally, the carcasses will arise. Hakitu, they will wake up. Veronanu, and they will praise. Veronanu Shokni Afar, and those who are the dwellers of the dirt will praise. Kitalaros Talecha, the Eretz Rafaim Tapel. Okay, and that's the critical part. The Domonism Shachya Yecheskel. So we say, no, Minatsuva, I got a different makar. The Chzid, as we've got this pasuk, Chikech Kiyen Hatov, Holech Lododi Lemisharim. Now, the critical words are just the last few words, just for time. Let's. That the lips of those who are sleeping will move. So you see, how are the lips of those who are sleeping, meaning those who are sleeping and are dead, are going to move? So he said. So they say back, what are you talking about? How does that indicate that they're coming back to life? Maybe they're just their lips are moving. Now, why would the lips of dead people be moving? Because there's a famous memra from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Mishom, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak. So, one second. Rabbi Yochanan Mishom, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak. Kol Mishnemer Halach B'Shmo, Ba'olam Hazeh, Sifsosav Dovvos Pekever. Right? You're supposed to quote, whenever you have a memory, you're supposed to quote B'Shem, the person who said it. So, if you say a memra, if you say Halach B'Shmo, Ba'olam Hazeh, Sifsosav Dovvos Pekever, his lips will move in the kever. Shenemer Dovav Sifsei Yeshenim. Okay. So now what's everyone going to do? He brought three makaras. So he says, you know what? I got one more for you. And then they're going to be makaba, right? Adjam lehem mikra zeh. Ashinash ba Hashem lavaseichem laseis lehem. Now, where is this pasuk? So this, what? What did you say? Oh. So this is amazing. So the next time you say Shema, this is amazing what we're saying, right? Leman yirbu yimeichem yimei v'neichem. Aladam ashinash ba Hashem lavaseichem. Right, in order so that your days will be long, and the days of your children, and the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to your fathers, L'Sei Islam Kimei HaShemayim Ala Arts. Now, the only problem is, it says L'Sei Islam again. So, L'Sei Islam, so he says back to them, oh, L'Chem Lo Nemar, it doesn't say to you, El L'Lahem. So, Mikan L'Tchiz HaMesim Min HaTorah. V'yishom Min HaMikra HaZen, some say from the following Pasuk Amar Lahem, V'atem HaDvekim B'Hashem Elokeichem, and you will cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Hashem, Chaim Kulchem Hayom. So what does that mean? You'll all live hayom, ma hayom kulchem kayamin, af lolam haba kulchem kayamin. The same with that hayom kulchem kayamin, that all of you are standing and living, so also for lolam haba kulchem kayamin. So we'll have to, maybe we'll go a little deeper than that. But that's the basic shot. So either way, so the next time you're at Kriyas HaTorah, just remember that when you say v'atem adek v'ashem lokeichem chayim kulchem yom, it's amazing what you're really saying, right? That's you yourself are being makabel, if you think about it. It's... Right? You're agreeing to talk about. It's amazing. Same thing for Shema. It's an amazing thing. Okay. So that is the Tzadi together with the Gimel, right? The Tzedukim together, the conversation of the Tzedukim with the Rebbe Gamliel. Now, Shalom Romim es Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So now the Romans ask Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Minayin Shakash Baruch Mechayim Esim. I don't know if Shakash Baruch was Mechayim Esim. Yodea Masha Az Lios. And he also knows the future. So Amar Lahu, Tarayim and Mekrazeh. Actually, I have one pasuk that can cover all my bases. Shenemar vayom Hashem Moshe in chashochiv im avosecha. Behold, you will lie with your fathers. The v'kam ha'amazeh v'zana. V'doma v'kam ha'amazeh v'zana. Maybe you don't read the v'kam as part of the first part of the pasuk. You read it as part of the second part, similar to the time before. Armalahu. So he says back to him, okay, but l'maisa Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to him that ultimately he tells the future. Right? He says that the people are going to go off. Right? They're going to stray off. So Amalahu nekotu miyapalga biyadaychem. So at least hold on to half of it into your hands. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen in the future. Now, fascinating Ben Yoyad over here. Ben Yoyad says an amazing verb. He says, why on earth would they lump these two questions together? They seemingly have nothing to do with one another. They say, well, how do we know Hakadosh Baruch Hu? And also, by the way, how do we know that God can tell the future? So Ben Yoyad says like this. They weren't asking, how do you know Tchias HaMitzvah in the Torah? In fact, we saw plenty of Nevi'im who did Tchias HaMitzvah in some sort, right? They brought people back to life. So there's no challenge on whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do Tchias HaMitzvah. The question is, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do Tchias HaMitzvah? Maybe we will just sin all over again. Maybe you'll tell me HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we're not going to sin again. So that's why he has to ask, well, who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future? Okay, anyway, it's an interesting Ben Yoyad. Okay. So, Itvanan. Amar Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Esim V'yodeya Masha Aset Lihios, Shenemar, Hinecha Shochei V'mavasach V'kam V'chul. Okay, so a similar memra from Rav Yochanan. Next, Tanya, Amar V'liyez Rav Yossi, V'davar Zeh Ziyakti Sifrei, now this is not really meaning, they change it to Kusim, Ziyakti Sifrei Kusim, Shahayu Omrim in Tchias Amis Min HaTorah. I found forgery, or I discovered forgery, among the Sifrei Kusim, who claim that there's no such thing as Tchias Amis Min HaTorah. Amarti Lehen, I told them, Ziyaftim Taraskem, you forged your Sefer Torah. Now, I think it's either the Marsha or the Yaakov will point out, how did they forge the Sefer Torah? So actually the proof that we just brought before, then they changed, when it says Lahem in the Pasuk, they change it to Lachem. So he says, well, I'm very sorry, but there are other places in the Torah where it indicates Olam Haba and Tchias Amesim. Amar Tlenz Yaftim Tzorasim, you forged your own Torah, v'lo lizim yachim klum, it didn't help at all. Sha'atim Omrim, you claim in Tchias Amesim in the Torah. Harei Omer, but we know that the Pasuk says, now this is a little bit tricky. If you take a look, I put it into the pamphlet. If you take a quick look in Bamidbar Perak Tesvav. So right smack in the middle, this is actually right after Parsha of Chala. Right after the Parsha of Chala, and right before the Parsha of Mekoshesh. So the Pasuk in Pasuk Lamed writes, Vanevesh asher ta'asa biyad ramah, mina ezrach mina gyaris Hashem, kum megadeth. This is the Pasuk about Megadeth. He is a Megadeth, whoever this person is, however we define the first part of the Pasuk, but we're talking about Megadeth. V'nichrusa ha'nevesh ha'hi, and that soul will be cut off, mikar v'amah. Lo ki dvar Hashem bazah, ves mitzvah so hefar, he kareis tikareis ha'nevesh ha'hi. He degraded Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He was made for Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos. He karistic grace and nefesh ahi. That soul should be cut off. Avon ba. That avon is upon it. So how do we understand this pasuk? So take a look at what we're going to do this pasuk in a second. So Gemara says, he karistic grace and nefesh ahi avon ba. He karistic grace. What's that talking about? Bol mazet. He'll be cut off in this world. Avon ba leima. So then, what does it say? Avon ba. What's that punchline in the pasuk for? I already told you that his soul is getting cut off. So lav olama is a nap for olama ba. So I'm only republic abai. V'leim lehu tarbai me'karis to grace. Why can't you say both of those nekudos from he karis to grace? It's a double lashon after all, isn't it? So say he karis olama ze and say ti karis olama ba. So no. Inu avu amule. But then they would say dim tor kolashon b'nei adam. In fact, we know that there are shitas in the Gemara that hold that way. Right? That sometimes when there's a double lashon in the psukim, it's dim tor kolashon b'nei adam. Right? It's not you can't darshan anything from it. Ketanai, in fact, there's a machlokas tanai. He kareis tikareis. How do you dash the pasuk? He kareis tikareis. He kareis b'olam hazeh. Ti kareis l'olam haba d'rei Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says back. V'lo k'far nemar. But what are you talking about? The pasuk already said, Es Hashem hu magadeh v'nechrasa. It says that v'nechrasa. That's all. In fact, the previous pasuk, the first pasuk we read, said that his soul is getting cut off. V'chi shlosh olamim yesh. Are there three worlds? And by the way, I think it's Nefesh Chaim says, what are you talking about? Of course there are three worlds. Elo v'nechrasa b'olam hazeh. We'll talk about it afterwards. But v'nechrasa b'olam hazeh, and he kareis l'olam haba, he kareis to kareis, dibur tor kolash b'nei adam. Okay, so bein Rabbi Shmuel, bein Rabbi Akiva, avon haba may av debate. So we still have to figure out what are you going to do with avon haba. V'chadatani yochal kilu asa tshuva. You would think that even if he did tshuva, that his soul is going to be cut off. Kamalomar avon haba, specifically lo amarti el b'zman shavon haba. If the avon is still on him, meaning he neglected to do tshuva, that's when we're going to say he kareis to kareis. But if he does tshuva, then he has a chance of getting Olam Haba. Again, this tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Next. Shala Cleopatra Machza Ezra Meir. So Cleopatra, the queen, right, she asked Ezra Meir the following thing. And I think they take out the word Amra. That kind of makes sense. Okay. So, Yodana Dechai Shachvi. I know that Shechavi are the people who are lying, the people who are dead, right? So the people who are dead will live. In other words, there is such a thing as Tchias Amesim. How do I know from the Pasuk in Tehillim? Tchsev ha'yitzitu me'ir ke'esev ha'arts. They will sprout from the city like the field of the grass. And there's a looser interpretation of that, about that among the Rishonim and Achronim. But either way, what does that mean? Ba'yitzitu me'ir ke'esev ha'arts. They will sprout forth from the city like grass of the land. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains that, right, there are going to be tunnels, right? The Gemara Ksuba says that Kadosh Baruch Hu made tunnels that Tzadikim are going to pop out through and come out through Yerushalayim. So the ear in this pasuk is referring to Yerushalayim. So Elokashayin Omdin, I'll tell you what I want to know, Reb Meir. When they get up, Omdin Arumin, are they going to get up nakedly? Are they going to be unclothed? O Bil Vushayin Omdin, are they going to be clothed? So Amalah, so he says to her, Kavachomer Mechita, I got a savar for you from the wheat kernel. Just as the wheat kernel, which is buried and it's unclothed, it's naked when it goes into the ground, Yotza become a bilavushan, it comes out of the ground with many clothes. Tzadikim shnikbaram bilavushayan al achas kama kama. So then the tzadikim will go in with clothes, so of course they're going to come out. Okay. So Amale Kesar Lerangamoy. So now we're up to the Kuf and the Gimel. So Amale Kesar Lerangamoy. So the Caesar says to Rabbi Gamliel, Amrisu, you guys say the Shechavi Chaye, right? That the people who are dead are going to live. They're going to come back to life. The only problem is Havu Afra. Didn't their bodies decompose? Aren't they dirt? V'Afra Mikam Chay. Can dirt come back to life? Now take a look at what happens here. Amale Barate. So the daughter of the Kesar pipes in. And before Rabbi Gamliel even gets a chance to answer the question to her father, she says, actually, Shafkei, you leave him alone. You mean leave him. But I know my darnalei, and I'm going to answer my father's question. Shnei yotram yesh b'rein. There are two craftsmen or formers or handymen in the city. Echad yotram in amayim. One creates things using water. Echad yotram in atit. And one creates things the old-fashioned way, right, using mortar. So Ezan and Mishbach, which one's more impressive? Which one's right? Amar Lah, Ze Shayotam and Amayim. Of course, the person who's creating things from water. Amar Lah, Minamayim Tsar. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people from water. This is referring to the Tipa Serucha, right, from Zera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates people from Zera. Minatit Lo Kol Shekein. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create things from Tit. No cash. Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Tana. Actually, I have a raya from Klei Zechuchas. What is it? Amrlo. They add an Amrlo. Ma Klei Zechuchas. In other words, this is the version of the story that Dvei Rishmal understood, at least according to this version where you throw in the Amrlo. Ma Klei Zechuchas sha'amalan beruach basar v'dam. That how do you make a Klei Zechuchas? You have a tube and you blow through the tube and in order to stretch out the liquid which will ultimately solidify into glass, and that's using the breath of people. Nishburu yeshlan takan, and if they break, you can fix them, right? You can melt them down and make them again. Bas v'dam shibruchu shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Well, Hakadosh Baruch Hu blew his ruach into us. Alachas kama v'kama. So they ask, what do you need both of these svaras for? Right, first we have the yotzer, right? The svara of the daughter of the kesar. She says, oh, it's like a yotzer, right? The yotzer from a mind versus the yotzer from tit. Then we have the Rebbe Shmuel who says, oh, it's actually from this place. What do you need both of these first for? So what they say is, interestingly, is that the first Mahalach is telling you that from tit, that would just get you an animal. You could get an animal alive like that, right? You create animals out of that. How do you know that a person's going to have an neshama? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows a ruach into the person. Okay, fine. Are we good for time so far? I think we started, what, at 43? Yeah, we're doing okay. Okay. Amalei, are we together so far? Am I speaking too quickly? Are we good? Okay. Amalei Ahumina, the Rebbe An. So here we go. Now we're up to the Mem and the Mem. So, Rebbe Mina, that's the Ami, in other words, in the acrostic we talked about, in the Simon initially. Amalei Ahumina, the Rebbe An. The heretic told the Ami. Amrisu Dishchavicha. You guys say that a guy who's dead will come back to life. V'havu Afra. But aren't they dirt? V'afra Mikachai? Amalei so says, Emchulucha Mashal Amal Deverdom. So let me explain to you. I'll give you a parable. What's this like? He says, go build for me a palace where you have no access to water or dirt. How are you going to build a palace if you don't have any water and you don't have any dirt? You can't have any bricks. Well, they managed to get the job done and they built it. So, liyamin, nothing, but a short time later, it fell down. Go build it in a place where there is dirt and water. No, we can't. We're not able to. Kas aleim, you got upset at them. Amar lahem, b'makom shein mayim va'afra benisem, in a place where there's no offer and mayim, you somehow managed to build it. Achshav sheish mayim va'afra alachas kama v'kama. What does this mean? HaKadosh Baruch created the world how? From tohu v'vohu. There was nothing. Yesh mayayin. Now there are media to work with. You're going to tell me you can't fashion something? V'miyatamamin, and if you don't believe this, that things can be fashioned out of dirt, say Lubika, go out to the valley, or A, and go check out Achbar. There's a mouse. Shayom, and please don't ask me to explain this Gemara. Shayom chetzio batzer, that today it's half flesh for chetzio adama. In other words, it's growing out of the ground. Lamacher hishritz v'nasa kulabas. And then tomorrow it fully develops, and it becomes a full mouse. Okay. So shematom l'zman maruba. Maybe you'll tell me, well, that of course takes time. So things like that take time. Well, I'll give you another example of where it happens quickly. Alei lahar, go up to the mountain. Urei shehayom inbo el chilazim echad. You'll see that there's only one chilazim. Lemachar yerdu b'shamim. Rain's going to come down. V'nesmalei kulachilus and yonos. So you see, it can happen immediately. Okay. Are we good so far?
You have a translation for chilazon?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Rashi says that this is the standard chilazon, and I think the Yarama goes ballistic on that. And says that it can't be the typical chilazon. There's not much different chilazon. What? Isn't it in the ocean? So, well, it could be that that's the Yarama's kind. I don't remember. But I believe that that's the Yarama. Rashi, if you take a look, Rashi says, right, this is the standard. In fact, he brings up your point. Rashi says, Chilazon Tolas, this is the Tolash Yotzim Ayam, Echel Shivim Shana. Okay, fine. So, Amalei, it could be the water cycle, I don't know. Amalei, Hahu Mina, Legavia Ben Pasisa. So there was a certain min who said, Legavia Ben Pasisa, Vailachon Chayavaya, Darmisen Mesi Chayim. Woe is to you, Rishayim, who say that the people who are dead will come back to life. Now, we're going to take a look in a second. The min is obviously the antagonist, and the Gavia Ben Pasisa is going to be the protagonist. We're going to have a couple of stories with them. What was to you, Rishayim, the Mason Mesi Chayim, who say that the Mason will come back to life? The Chayim Mesi, the Mesi Chayim, I don't understand. Living people can't even stay alive, right? The Mesi Chayim, those who are people who are alive, die. Well, if living people can't stay alive, what are the chances that a dead guy can get alive? The Mesi Chayim? Amalei Vailachon, woe is to you guys, Chayivaya Rishayim, the Mason Mesi Lo Chayim, who say that dead people can't come alive. Delo havu chai, similar kind of to what we had before. People, things that never existed before, came into being and lived. The havu chai, lo kol shekin. So of course, if something was alive at one time, of course you can bring that to life. Amalei, chai avaya karisli, you're calling me a Russia? The min says back. Ika imna, now please don't ask me to explain this. Ika imna, if I would be kayim, because it's van the tchiz hamesim, but idna b'cha, I would kick you, and I would straighten out the hump that's in your back. Amalei, imata ozakin, if you would do that, that would be marvelous. Rofi uman tikare, you'd be a phenomenal doctor, uskar habititola, and you'd get tons of skar. Okay, fine, let's push on. Tana Rabbanan. The Eshram Rabban Binis, and some change this, I think, to Sivan, right? Because of Megillus Kindness, we'll see in a second. So Tana Rabban Be'eshmer Abba Nisan on the 24th of Nisan or Sivan is Natilu Dimusnai Miyudam Yerushalayim. The tax collectors or the rulers or these rulers of the Jewish people were moved. Kishvo B'nei Afrikaya, the Dunam Yisrael, B'nei Alexandra Mokdon. And then when the B'nei Afrikaya, the people, I guess, from Africa, you translate it loosely, came to trial together with the Jews before Alexander the Great. Amrlo, they said to him, the B'nai Afrikai said, Eretz Kanan Shalanu Ki. Eretz Kanan is ours. Dechsiv, how do we know? Because the Pasuk writes, Eretz Kanan Ligvulosea. Eretz Kanan goes to whom? Ligvulosea, to the borders, to the bordering states, right, to the bordering countries. O Kanan Avuon, the Hanu and Shihavu. And of course, the Kanan was the father of those people. Armelahu, Givya Bemphasis and the Chacham. So Givya Bemphasis says to the Chachamim, he says, "Tnuli Rishos, give me permission. The Elach Adun Imahen, and I will go and deal with this court case with them. Lefnei Alexander Smokdom, and I will go before Alexander the Great with them. If they are victorious over me, Amru had Yishabanu Nitzachtem. Imru. So you guys will simply say, okay, so he's just one of the Hedyotim. He doesn't know what he's talking about." So of course you were victorious over them. But if I'm victorious over them, Imru lahem Torah Moshe nitzachtechem. So you just say Torah Moshe. Oh, beautiful. So Nasul Roshos. So the Chacham gave Gavia Ben Pasisa Roshos. Valach v'dani mahem. He went and he dealt with and he was I guess he participated in the court case with them. Amr lahem mehechen atem neviim raya. Wait a second. Where are you guys bringing a raya from? Amr lo min Torah. They said we have raya from the Torah. Take a look. Eretz Kanan legulos. Amr lahem. So I'm also only going to bring you a ride from the Torah. Shenemar, everybody knows what does the Pasuk say about Canaan. Vayimar Ror Canaan, Eved Avadim Yilach Le'echav, right? I think it's Le'echav, right? Eved Shekanu Mechasim Eved Lemi. Unechasim Lemi. Wait a second. If an Eved buys property, what? Who does the Eved belong to? And who does the Nechasim belong to? V'lo Od, Elisharei Kamashanim, Shalav Tetunu. In fact, you haven't been our slaves for a while. What's going on over here? Amar Lehem. If you guys are so worried about the Pesukim, Amr Lehem, Lapsandras Malka, Hechzir Lo Tshuva. Respond to them, give them an answer. Amr Lo, so they said, Tenei Lo Nuzman Shloshes Yom, please give us 3 days. Nassalam is around, so give them time. Bachelam Matzachula, they checked, and they couldn't find anything. Miyad, Barchu, they fled, Benichus of Yisim, Kshun, Zeroz, and it was a tremendous thing that they abandoned their fields which were already planted. Ukromeyan, they were sown really, right? Ukromeyan, Shkashain, the two oaths, and their vineyards were planted. The Osashan Shviyasats, and that year was a Shemitah year, so it was a tremendous thing. Shuv pam achash bo b'nei Mitzrayim l'donim et Yisrael l'fnei avazan j'smotom. B'nei Mitzrayim came before to judge with the Yidden. Amr lo harei hu amr. But all the pasuk says v'ashem nasan etzchina ha'am b'nei Mitzrayim v'yash ilum. The pasuk says that the Yidden right on the way up from Mitzrayim says that they borrowed things from the Mitzrayim right when they were going around. Tenulo kesef v'zav shenatal b'menu. So give us back our gold and silver that you took from us. Amr gvi ben besis l'chacham. So gvi ben besicha says to the chacham. Tenu li rishos ve'eleich v'aduni mahem l'fnei alexandros. If they are victorious over me, imru lahem. You'll just tell them had your shabana nitzachta. You just beat one of our hadyotim. V'mani anaseich l'sam. And if I'm victorious, imru lahem toras Moshe Rabbeinu nitzachtachem. So nasul rishos l'chacham gave him rishos v'halach v'dani mahem. And he went and he dealt with the case with them. Amr lahem mehek netam rabbi and rai. Where are you guys bringing a proof from? I'm below in the Torah. Amr lahen, Apanilo Abi Lachem Rael Minotar Shanemar, Umosha, Bene Israel Asher Yoshbu Mitzrayim Shulashim Shanavar Mameshana. How long were the Jews residents in Egypt for 430 years? Well, then wait a second. So then you got to pay up all of our wages for 600,000 people, Shachibatim Mitzrayim Shulashim Shanavar Mameshana. We were slaves to you guys for 430 years after all. Amr lahen, Alexander Smokdon. So Alexander the Great says back to them, Hisru Lachuvah, give them an answer. Amr lo, so they say back. Tenulam Nuzman Shulsham. Give us 3 days. So Nathalam Zman, give them time, but Kulam Matsuchuva, they couldn't find an answer. Miyad and Yichus Adosayin, Kishin Zeros, and immediately they abandoned their fields as they were sown. Ukramin Shikishin Natuos, and they left their fields, they left their vineyards planted, Ubarak, and they fled, but also Shana Shvias Haisan was a Shemitah year.